So we have literally stepped into the scriptural and liturgical time machine and shot forward some 30 years into the future of the life of Jesus Christ. Last week we celebrated the Epiphany, the opportunity where Jesus was given to the whole world and where the wise men were able to visit and bring him gifts. And now we are at the Jordan. He is grown and about to begin his ministry, coming to his cousin saying, "Baptize me." And John is going, "Are you crazy?" You know how cousins are, right? So it happens. "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit coming down upon him. This is the end of the third chapter in Matthew. The very next chapter begins with, "And Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the desert." Driven by that same Spirit who came down upon him at his baptism. Driven by the same Spirit that hopefully drives us, awakens us to the challenges that we have in our life. But nonetheless was driven by the Spirit into the desert where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Was tempted by the devil as he prepared himself to begin his ministry. The ministry he had been preparing for a good portion of his life. Let's go back to age 12 when he ran away from home and was in the temple teaching and conversing with the scribes and the Pharisees and the teachers there. This was an ongoing process. I think one of the most beautiful lines in Scripture is, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, quote, "he was hungry." I wonder how they interpreted that. We have all been baptized. We have all understood that in our baptism and some of us in our confirmation, we have been given the Holy Spirit to drive us in our growth in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We have begun a new liturgical year, we have begun a new calendar year, and this is an opportunity for us to take a look at our lives and say, where in my life am I being driven by the Spirit to be different than I was last year? Where am I being driven by the Spirit to be more awake, to be more involved, to be more present, to be more engaged? Not only with other people in our community, but with ourselves. This is an opportunity for us to spend time in contemplation of our own lives. What have I done well in this past year? What have I been faithful to in my faith path? What has challenged me? What do I need to look at differently? This is going to be a year full of all sorts of chaos and challenges and changes. In every aspect of our lives, pick one and there will be changes, there will be chaos, there will be challenges. And the hope is that the ground for each of us is the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, the faith that we have in the presence of the Spirit in our lives to guide us. It would be nice if the Spirit was as clear to us as he was to Jesus Christ. This is the Spirit. The Spirit drove me. The Spirit does these things. We hear it again and again. This Spirit of the Triune God. The Spirit of the Triune God is the love that exists between Father and Son. And that love drove Jesus Christ. It should drive us to examine our lives, to challenge ourselves, to be more open to the Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten my life. Come, Holy Spirit, be in my life. Come, Holy Spirit, wake me up. Come, Holy Spirit, drive me. Drive me to be better, to be more prayerful, to be more kind, to be more awake, to trust more, to be more faithful. On Friday, I had the privilege of celebrating the resurrection, the Mass of the Resurrection, for one of our older residents. She died at 103 on New Year's Day. And on New Year's Eve, the family was with her, and they made some chili of her own recipe. She had chili. I have no idea if that had anything to do with her dying. So don't ask me. And then she went to sleep, and she woke up the next morning, and one of her daughters was with her. She took a few breaths, and then she died. And at the funeral, I asked everybody to close their eyes for a minute, and so I'm going to do that now. Everybody close your eyes, and I can tell if you don't, so just close your eyes. Just for a minute. And I want you to think today of how many times today did you commit an act of faith? And what was it? My homiletics professor said, don't let them close their eyes for too long. So, who turned on a light switch today? Who threw a light switch? Who turned the ignition on their car and it started? Who dropped by the post office today and dropped something in the mail? Who pressed the on button for their cell phone? Those are acts of faith, folks. Those are acts of faith. Because we believe that when we throw that light switch, the electricity is going to come. Do we have any electrical engineers around here with us? I'm not an electrical engineer. I have no idea how electricity works. I'm just glad that it does. So see, it's not so hard to be faith-filled. It's not so difficult to commit and enter into an act of faith. We do it all the time. The invitation in Scripture is to do it with the triune God at the center of that act of faith. The challenge is for us, despite the things that are going on around us in our lives, whether they be personal or professional or political or religious or economic, to put our faith in that triune God and say, God understands and is in control. And that plan is unfolding. That takes faith. And it ain't always easy. I can tell you that for a fact. But that's what we're called to do as individuals and as a community. So let us begin that process today. Remembering our own baptisms. Remembering our own confirmations. Remember our own opportunities where we have sat down with the Spirit and said, come, Holy Spirit, be a part of my life. That's how it works. If we do that, there will come a time in our lives when perhaps God our Father will say to us, you are my beloved child, and I am well pleased.